Gwen, thanks so much for the time. Obviously, we are in some interesting times here with your spring season cut short because of COVID-19, but obviously a lot of success for you when it came to the fall and the winter seasons. If I had to pinpoint it down to one thing that you are proudest of from this past year, what do you think that would be?
I'd say it would have to be a goal I shot during my soccer season. It was against Trumansburg. It was our second game versus Trumansburg, and I was about like 30 yards out from the net, and I did like a shot in right over the goalie's like hands. It was pretty nice.
That's
awesome. A good moment.
Yeah, sure. I get that. For you, you were captain of the soccer team. You scored 11 goals at the midfield and a defense. What was it like for you having to balance two different really unique positions on the soccer field like that?
Well, last year I was a plan for the defense. So I was used to that and like kind of the leadership commanding position that gave me, just like seeing the entire field in front of me. But then when I was pushed onto midfield, it was kind of jarring because I didn't really know what I was supposed to be doing. So I was just running back and forth, which is like what I thought you were supposed to do. But like, I did need a break sometimes because like after running back and forth for how many minutes, you get a little tired.
That's so right. Exactly.
It was a little, yeah.
So for you to be named second team All-State, I mean, what was that like for you knowing that you're one of the better soccer players in the entire state?
It was really nice because I didn't know about that one at first. I only heard about, it was IAC, I believe. I was like first team IAC.
Yeah.
And I heard about that one first and I was like, that's, yeah, awesome. Because I was thinking about the trip that they go on. I don't know where they went, but yeah, I obviously didn't go on it. But yeah, to be named All-State was pretty exciting. Yeah.
We're chatting with Gwen Giesler here. She's ESPN Ithaca's Knight of Champions, Female Scholar Athlete of the Year. Let's go through the indoor track and field season because you excel at the long jump, you excel at the high jump, but the pole vault is where you really get it done. You finished first at sectionals and also finished third at the event in the championship meet. What was that event like for you and what really has led you to have so much success when it comes to vaulting?
I definitely attribute all of my success to my coach because he's one of the only, well, in our area, he's one of the few like pole vault focused coaches that we have. And it was really nice to have him because if I hadn't won, I wouldn't probably have been ever able to do pole vault, seeing that it's not the safest sport. And I don't think my mother would have allowed it. And two, just because he's so skilled in the area of pole vault and he knows what he's doing because he himself was an athlete. So yeah, having him as my coach definitely helped all of my success.
You're of course talking about Matt Scheffler, who not only helps a lot of the high schoolers around here but also coaches at Ithaca College as well. What is the biggest lesson that you have learned from him as a competitive pole vaulter?
Don't think too much about your competition. You need to go in thinking that you're going to win or else you'll just, whatever happens, you'll either be disappointed or you'll be super excited or disappointed, or I guess I'm saying that wrong. Just never belittle yourself against your competition, I guess.
Yeah, it's a good way of thinking of that. It's a good way of putting it. Gwen Giesler joining us here on BTL. She's ESPN Ithaca's Knight of Champions, Female Scholar Athlete of the Year, presented by Visions Federal Credit Union. You mentioned something funny, and I do want to go back to it. I should have asked a little bit earlier, but you mentioned how pole vaulting isn't necessarily the safest of sports. How nerve-wracking was it for you the very first time that you had to try it?
For me, it's been more of a, like, the first time, I believe I wasn't as afraid, seeing that, like, I was on a tiny stick, and I was about two steps away from the actual pit, so there wasn't much danger in it. So I think as I progressed in the sport, getting farther away from the pit and on bigger poles, it gets a little more nerve-wracking, and after seeing other people, like, break poles or things like that happen, you get a little nervous about the entire sport, but Scheffler has definitely been able to help me through those phases of fear over jumping.
For sure. That's great. Who were some of your biggest mentors when it comes to competing? People that you really, really look up to who have guided you through your athletic and maybe even your academic career?
I'd say definitely Scheffler, of course. My coach, Becca Loganheim.
Mm-hmm.
Kat Pittman, who is a United States National Championship winner for...
Yeah.
Of course. And my teammates, I'd say Catalina Zaloj and Katie Eisenhut, have definitely been fueled my success.
Aside from the coaches and what they can provide you, what do you feel like has made Lansing such a force out there in soccer and in track and field? Because it always seems like there's just good players out there and good competitors out there, no matter what the sport is. What makes Lansing so special in such a really strong athletic program?
I'm not sure. I think we have a lot of amazing coaches who know what they're doing and help us in how we compete, but also like our team dynamics. At least I know for girls and boys, track and field, the team dynamic is definitely empower your teammate and don't think of them as a competitor, but I guess you should think of them as a competitor, but like that's not their sole function. They are to like build you up when you succeed and like tell you it's okay if you do not as well as you were hoping. But yeah, the team dynamic of Lansing is definitely pretty good.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. Before I let you run, Gwen, kind of curious, what's next for you? What does the future hold for you in terms of your plans?
I am going to go to Ithaca and vault there with Scheffler.
Nice.
I'm hoping to study environmental science and possibly marine bio with that if I ever transfer in the future or possibly take a course or two at Cornell.
Wow.
Yeah, I just want to do a little help for the planet, I guess.
That's awesome. That's impressive. Hey, go Bombers, by the way. Really looking forward to seeing what you do down the road here, Gwen. Congratulations for being our Female Scholar Athlete of the Year. You have a lot to be proud of on what's been an illustrious and great career for you. So be proud, be well, and I'm sure we'll be talking to you soon, okay?
Thank you.